podcast of Come Let Us Reason. I am pastor, science teacher, and Christian apologist Dan Cody. The name of this broadcast was inspired by Isaiah 1:18, where the Lord, speaking through the prophet Isaiah, calls his people to reason with him. Not surprisingly, Paul uses reason to persuade the Jews and the Gentiles of the truth of the gospel. In Acts 17, we find Paul reasoning in the synagogue and in the marketplace with whoever is present. So in the upcoming weeks, we will seek to reason from the scriptures and from all that science reveals about creation in order to defend the truth of Christianity. We will consider the substantial body of compelling evidence that shows that the claims of Christianity and the gospel are true. The audio file of this broadcast can be downloaded at our website, www.multimediaapologetics.com. And now for today's program. Scientists in the media are often found promoting the theory of evolution as the fact of evolution. The reality is that evolution is a theory contradicted by much evidence. In this program, we will show that even the most ardent supporters of evolution know that the fossil data is lacking to support the validity of the theory of evolution. But first, let's consider the clear evidence that shows that evolution cannot be the explanation for the origin of life. Even if evolution really happened, you would need a complete functioning and living organism before it could take place. Evolution supposedly works through natural selection operating on random mutations. Unless you have a living organism to begin with, there is nothing to mutate. So clearly, evolution could not be the explanation for the origin of the very first single-cell organism. Author and philosopher Stephen Meyer estimates that the probability of forming a simple protein molecule through the random assembly of atoms to be 1 chance in 10 to the 125th power, or 1 chance in 1 with 125 zeros after it. Meyer notes that 300 to 500 protein molecules would be required to build a simple cell. The odds of the chance assemblage of a simple cell are so poor that it would be truly miraculous if it happened by random means. But evolution does not allow miracles. Clearly, a creator is indicated in the formation of the first living cell. Supporters of evolution have not provided credible alternatives supported by evidence. In recognition of these problems, some scientists have suggested that the first cells came to Earth riding on meteorites. Suppose that they did. Not that there is any evidence that they did. That would only move the question of how life began from Earth to somewhere else in the universe where random chance will not have any better prospects of producing a living cell. A creative force in the initiation of life is obvious. Now let's consider the words of the leading supporters of evolution, and we will see that even they affirm that the supporting evidence for evolution is lacking in the fossil record. The theory of evolution presupposes that creatures starting from a single cell evolved and transitioned into new species through many small modifications over a long period of time. This is referred to as gradualism by evolutionists. What if a multitude of species showed up in the fossil record in a short period of time with no signs of evolution from previous ancestors? Wouldn't that mean that evolution could not be the explanation for their appearance? That is exactly the problem faced by evolutionists in explaining a period in the history of the Earth called the Cambrian Explosion. The Cambrian Explosion occurred about 530 million years ago. It is a geologically short period of time where a vast number of complex multicelled organisms appeared on the Earth. Its duration was a geological instant lasting 5 to 10 million years. In this short period, most of the animal groups that exist today appeared on the Earth. Creatures that rapidly appeared during the Cambrian Explosion include insects, shellfish, starfish, worms, and vertebrates. The Cambrian Explosion presents a serious problem for the theory of evolution. Even evolutionists admit that complex creatures appeared without adequate time to evolve. Whole phyla and classes appeared with no predecessors. The creatures that existed before the Cambrian Explosion were simple single-celled and multicelled organisms with no ancestral links to the creatures that appeared during the Cambrian Explosion. In a nutshell, the transitional forms that would be expected if the creatures of the Cambrian Explosion arrived on the scene via evolution are non-existent. The theory of evolution as envisioned by Darwin fails to explain the rapid appearance of creatures in the Cambrian period. So why does Darwin's unsupported theory retain such a strong grip on modern science? That is a good question that we will answer in a moment. First, let's see what supporters of evolution say about this fossil problem. Darwin knew that the fossil record did not support his theory even in the 1860s. In Origin of the Species, Darwin voices his concern at the lack of transitional forms in the fossil record. He says, "Why, if species have descended from other species by insensibly fine gradations, do we not everywhere see innumerable transitional forms? Why is not all nature in confusion instead of species being, as we see them, well defined?" From his own words, it is obvious that Darwin understood that evidence for his theory was seriously lacking, but he assumed that future discoveries of fossils would affirm his theory. But has that been the case? Fast forward more than 100 years to the 1980s. By then, surely paleontologists would have found supporting evidence for Darwin's theory of evolution. However, we find leading paleontologist and Harvard professor Stephen Jay Gould describing the same lack of transitional forms in the fossil record. In The Panda's Thumb, Gould writes, "The extreme rarity of transitional forms in the fossil record persists as the trade secret of paleontology. The evolutionary trees that adorn our textbooks have data only at the tips of the nodes of their branches. The rest is inference, however reasonable, not the evidence of fossils. Yet Darwin was so wedded to gradualism that he wagered his entire theory on a denial of this literal record." And so, Gould affirms that the gradual transition between species postulated by Darwin is not found in the fossil record. He refers to this fact as the trade secret of paleontology. According to Gould, Darwin denied the clear evidence from the fossil record which showed that creatures did not evolve through small gradual steps. From Gould's own words, we learn that transitional forms are extremely rare, gradualism is not found in the fossil record, and creatures appear on the scene fully formed without having undergone evolutionary descent from earlier creatures. Gould continued his belief in evolution, but he abandoned Darwin's gradualism because the fossil record does not support it. Gould was led by the lack of transitional fossil evidence to advance punctuated equilibrium as a means to explain the abrupt appearance of new species. According to the theory of punctuated equilibrium, species remain the same for long periods of time, but sometimes undergo periods of rapid change. It was Gould's attempt to explain away problems in the fossil record and the lack of transitional forms. In short, punctuated equilibrium is merely the naturalist way of explaining the sudden appearance of fully formed species throughout the history of the Earth without admitting the possibility of a creator. Speaking about the gaps in the fossil record, prominent evolutionist and Oxford professor Richard Dawkins rejects Gould's punctuated equilibrium, but he affirms that the gaps are real. Consider the words of Richard Dawkins from his book, The Blind Watchmaker. "My point here is that when we are talking about gaps of this magnitude, there is no difference whatever in the interpretations of punctuationist and gradualist. Both schools of thought despise so-called scientific creationists equally, and both agree that the major gaps are real, that they are true imperfections in the fossil record. Both schools of thought agree that the only alternative explanation to the sudden appearance of so many complex animal types in the Cambrian era is divine creation, and both would reject this alternative." Dawkins affirms that the gaps in the fossil record are inconsistent with evolution, and as Dawkins rightly observes above, the only alternative to evolution is divine creation, which he rejects, without considering the evidence for a creator. From the words of Darwin, Gould, and Dawkins themselves, we see that evolution is a theory with serious problems. Let's put what has been said into a simple logical argument. If the theory of evolution is correct, the fossil record should contain nearly countless transitional forms. Evolutionists, however, affirm the extreme rarity of transitional forms in the fossil record. Therefore, the validity of the theory of evolution is highly questionable. The only reason we do not categorically state that the theory of evolution is false at this point is because it is possible that the countless missing transitional forms could appear in new fossil finds. However, The harsh reality is that it has been 150 years since Darwin formulated his theory, and Gould and Dawkins are complaining about the same gaps in the fossil record and the same lack of transitional forms. The picture is bleak. Any other scientific theory that failed to explain scientific findings for a century and a half would have died a natural death, but evolution continues to be promoted by much of the scientific establishment. Why? Because many scientists reject the possibility of divine creation, the only other alternative to evolution, as Dawkins observes. We see here the reality that the scientific establishment is not so open-minded after all in its search for truth. The evolutionist believes that which he has not seen, cannot reproduce, and cannot support with fossil data. His belief in evolution is ultimately a leap of faith, and thus the religion of some scientist is evolution. Friend, as we continue to work through these broadcasts in the upcoming weeks, compelling evidence for the truth of the Bible and the gospel message will be presented. According to the Bible, one day we will all stand before God. He is a God of love, but He is also a God of justice. In His love, He has sent His Son and made a way for sinners to be reconciled to Him. Because God is just, He cannot turn a blind eye to sin. Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." According to the Bible, those who reject or ignore Jesus will be eternally separated from God in a very unpleasant place. God gives all who receive Jesus the right to become His children, but we must receive Him. And receiving Him means repenting of our sins, believing in Him, and obeying His commands. If we love Him, we will obey His commands. That is our program for today. Come Let Us Reason is the radio broadcast of Multimedia Apologetics. For an audio file of this broadcast and a book that defends the truth of Christianity, visit our website at www.multimediaapologetics.com. Once again, that is www.multimediaapologetics.com. You may also email us at clurtoday@gmail.com. We look forward to receiving your comments and questions at clurtoday@gmail.com.